Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 2nd to 22nd, 2017 in communities across Canada. The RVF series, which showcases the diversity, duality, and dynamism of Canada's Francophone communities, is brought to you by La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Canadian Heritage, and this station. Please stay tuned for the next half hour for this week's edition of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. Visit ncra.ca/RVF for more information on the series.
Prince George is a largely English-speaking community in central BC, but has a very strong French community. We spoke to three members of that community about how they keep the history and language alive.
Claire Green is a French-Canadian living in Prince George. And I believe you're a member of Le Cercle des Canadiens Français de Prince George?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Now, how long have you lived in Prince George?
Oh, 47 years, actually. 1970 I came.
Wow. Yeah. And where did you move to Prince George from?
Well, I did my studies in Edmonton, and I grew up in McLennan, Alberta, which is near Peace River there.
Yes, yeah. McLennan, Falaise, Giroux.
That's right, and those French communities up there.
Yeah, I worked in High Prairie for a couple of years.
Oh, so. There you are, very
yes.
close.
Yes.
Yeah.
And those were, as you say, those were very much French communities.
Very, very much so in those days.
Yeah, so yes. I'm guessing it probably wasn't that difficult to, like, your French-Canadian heritage, you didn't have to think about trying to keep it alive up there because...
No, we lived in French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you moved to Prince George, and was it a bit of a shock at first when you came to Prince George and found that there were some French-Canadians here, but it's not...
Well, actually, when I moved to Edmonton for my studies, so I was there 4 years, and that, after that, we were kind of assimilated into the English culture because then we just lived in English,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
There was French available there, but I mean, you know, as young university students, you know, you're just integrated in that community.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we came to Prince George, we're still living in English.
Yeah.
And then until actually I had my kids, and which was like 20 years later.
Wow.
And the only time I spoke French is when we visited my parents pretty well.
Yeah. So when you went back to Alberta when they came out here.
Yeah, yeah. When they came out. Yeah. So it was very minimal.
Yeah.
So when then I kind of found out there was a French school, and that's how I found out about the French community,
okay,
which had been established since, 1960 by then. So, yeah, so I wanted my kids to learn French, so I enrolled them and joined the French community, and that's how I got involved. And I mean, I could not, you know, I had lost a lot of my French, and I really had to pick it up. Yeah. So that was really good for me, actually.
And so now your children then were fairly well immersed in the French and the English culture then?
Yeah. Since they went to school, they went right, well, two of my kids, because one had learning problems, went right to grade 12 in the French program.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it's really hard for them because if you don't use it, you kind of lose it.
Yeah.
You know? So I know my son is very, very rusty. I mean, he never uses it, but my younger daughter does. Yeah, he uses it a little bit, so...
So is there a solid, is Le Cercle a fairly solid group in Prince George?
Oh, very much so, yes. And I'm still involved in it because that's the only time I'll speak French is when I go there.
Yeah.
And of course, I've made some French friends since. And I go golfing with one of my friends and, you know, so.
So you know how to swear in French.
Yeah, so that's right. So, yeah, it does help. But if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't very, very seldom speak French.
No, and you were saying, from what you were saying then, you came to Prince George in 1970, and it wasn't until about 20 years later that you found out there was a French-Canadian club in Prince George.
Yeah.
I'm guessing part of that was probably because you didn't come to Prince George looking for a French-Canadian group.
No, because I wasn't working, I was single, and... You know, I was used to living in English, so, you know, it wasn't an issue then.
So, do you think since you've gotten here, has Le Cercle gotten better at sort of reaching out to people and trying to find out when they get to Prince George?
Yes and no, because a lot of people still don't know we exist, you know?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very surprised that we have a French community. And if you come from another French community, you don't know about those things. Because even when I go back home, they're thinking, well, what do you mean a French community? Because they don't have that because they live in French.
Yeah.
Right? You know,
yeah.
so
They're thinking they've got an English community here.
Yeah. So it's kind of strange for them. It's, oh, French community. And what does that look like?
I think part of it is because a lot of people still, when they think about a French community or an English community or something like that, they think about a group who all live in the same area as well. And that's not the case here at all, is it?
No. You choose to be part of that community.
Yes.
And if you don't, well, you know. Yeah.
But you can be from College Heights, from Myworth, right from downtown, and you're all part of that same group.
And you have to make an effort to go to the activities. I mean, we don't have that many activities, and, you know, if you don't make an effort to go to them, well, you know, you lose out.
Well, one of the big things that LaCercle is involved with is the Carnival, I guess I would say, the Winter Festival.
Winter Festival, yeah.
And then there's
a lot of people just come to that once a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not funny, They're not interested. You know, some people aren't interested in jump because they have their group English community around them, and maybe they're just not interested in joining another group that they don't know.
Yeah, and that is only maybe getting together a few times a year.
That's right,
And then I guess the other major, I guess you could say, festival for French Canadians, of course, is Saint-Jean-Baptiste Day. But for most people out here, they're thinking about exactly a week later, Canada Day.
Yeah,
and they're kind of thinking, you know, I don't really feel like celebrating.
But you know, like I grew up in the West, so we've lost a lot of the customs from like Quebec. And Saint-Jean-Baptiste Day for us was a religious holiday, not a holiday
it wasn't
celebrated.
A national holiday.
No, it was a church thing.
Yeah.
You know, we went for a parade down the street.
Yeah.
Saint-Jean-Baptiste Day. So for me, it doesn't mean the same thing, but I've come to, you know, appreciate it that it's a celebration of being French-Canadian, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so it depends what people... And really, it's just the getting together.
Yes.
And being able to speak French and you know, at these activities is a plus.
Yeah. And is that, you think, the reason why a lot of people who do come out to the events come out is because it does give them that chance to speak French again?
Because really, when you say, what's your culture? Your culture is your language.
Yes.
You know, if you don't speak it, what have you got? You don't have that culture. No. So we have to keep it up. And it's so much fun speaking in French. And having fun in French is different than having French fun in English. Is that funny to say that? But it is.
No.
Completely different.
Now, do you see the youth, are the younger people, like say the ones who are in high school or even up at UNBC, CNC, do you see a number of them coming out to your different events?
Very few. You know, the ones that do come are the ones that put their children in the preschool there.
Okay.
Then they start coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not till then. Like the young unmarried people, they don't come out unless it's a special event that we maybe invite them to or, No.
So that's an area that you
that
guys
really
are sort of looking.
Need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then at the university, they had formed I don't know if it still exists. They had a sort of a little French club there because there were quite a few people from Quebec that come to the university.
Right. Yeah.
And they had sort of gotten together, but I don't know if it exists anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. Could maybe check on that.
But yeah.
Because I guess, again, it's the young people, isn't it? Is where you need to keep it going.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of the teachers also are part of the French club, which is good.
Yeah, because there is actually a fairly good education system in Prince George for French.
Yeah, emergent. Well, that's three immersion schools and the Francophone schools. So it makes a lot of teachers.
Yeah. So it's not quite as French-oriented as where you grew up.
No, that's for sure. No.
It's
but it's something.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. The other problem, too, is a lot of us are married to English.
So,
we have English partners. Yeah. So, you know, it only takes one person to turn the conversation to English.
Yeah.
There's one English person there. You know,
everybody starts speaking English because they're welcome.
Yeah. So oftentimes my husband doesn't come because, you know, I want to speak French. I don't want to be speaking. I don't want to go there and speak English.
Yeah, he knows a little bit of French.
Yeah,
but
so he'll come to some activities where, you know, I can do my own thing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Sophie Uzel was born in France, moved to Canada some years ago, moved to Prince George, and has become very involved with the French education system in Prince George. Now, what is École Franco-Nord to start with?
So Ecole Franco-Nord belongs to a separate school district. It's school district 93. So it's an all-French school.
And so that is what the school district 93 is? Is it the French schools like that right across BC?
Yes, right across BC, yes. We have, I think, over 50 schools around BC.
Wow. You're not really French-Canadian, are you? I think you were saying you're actually from France.
Yes. Yes, I was born in Brittany, northwest of France.
Okay.
And I left home, Brittany, when I was quite young, actually. As part of my studies, I went and spent 1 year in Ireland, then 2 years in Wales. I love traveling. Then I taught. My training is actually as an English teacher. So my first position was in French Guiana.
So now, how long have you been in Canada? And more specifically, how long have you been in Prince George?
Yes, we moved to Canada in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
We spent, I believe, 1 year in Toronto, then 6 years in Nanaimo. And we've been in Prince George since 2009.
Okay.
Yes.
And so now, when you came up, were you with Ecole Franco-Nord right from the word go, shall we say?
The first year I did some subbing, you know, with with School District 57. And then I was lucky enough to get a position as a learning assistance teacher in the school. And that's the school where my children have attended to. Now they are in the Francophone program in Duchess Park.
Okay. So now, how solid is, I guess, how solid, I don't know if that's quite the right word, but how solid is the French education system in Prince George?
I think it's very solid. I mean, our school offers, you know, education all in French, starting from kindergarten. And then also there's the French immersion schools. And as far as, you know, keeping our Francophone culture and Francophone heritage and culture, we have Le Cercle des Canadiens Français,
yes.
You know, that offers a lot of activities for the Francophone or Francophile
now,
community.
How much of a difference have you noticed coming to Prince George from France itself? How much of a difference do you notice between yourself and the more of the French-Canadian people in background? Is there any difference in terms of keeping the French heritage alive?
I mean, I think we all are, you know, whether we come from France or other Francophone countries in the world or Quebec or, you know, what's nice about Canada, that's how, you know, nice it is for me. Wherever you go in Canada, you have Francophone people, you know, so I feel at home. And I think we're all attached to our roots somehow, yeah. and it's so important to defend, you know the culture and the language we have, whatever the culture and language it is. And you know, I admire all the work that, you know, the Francophone communities all over Canada have been doing to save, you know, that important cultural and linguistic heritage. Yeah, we owe them a lot, you know. They had, because it was not, I guess it was, they had to fight for their rights.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, how welcoming, I guess you could say, do you find Prince George to Francophone community? How welcoming, I guess I could say, do you find Prince George to the Francophone community? Like, have you ever had any problems in Prince George with people who just say, no, you have to speak English?
Generally, no. And I feel, I always speak French with both of my sons, you know, wherever I am, and I've never had negative comments, except for once, I have to say. That first year I was subbing in a school, I was in the staff room, and I was, you know, that was in a French immersion school, and I had a chat with two two workers there. They were had come to the school to fix something, and that was not very positive.
No, okay, but and again though, so but that wasn't with anybody really affiliated with the school or anything like
No.
It was just two people almost from the outside.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so. But that's the only negative experience that I've had. But no, usually I feel, you know, people are actually, you know, when as soon as I speak, people, you know, can guess where that I'm not a native English speaking person. So they take that opportunity to, you know, speak French to me when they know the language. And I think that's nice. Yeah.
And is that something you appreciate, is even if they don't speak French very well, if they at least make the effort?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. Yes, because they're making an effort, you know, and I encourage that very much. And it's nice to see, because they want to make an effort, and that's nice to see that, yes.
And then I guess on your part as well, you will try a little bit harder to make yourself understood to them.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Even if you've got to sort of speak down a little bit in terms of the language.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Because, you know, they want to.
Yeah. Yes. To yeah. I would try to speak slowly, and as I'm a teacher, I'm not scared to correct sometimes because that's how we learn, you know. And but in you know kindly way.
Yeah.
And if people are open to it, of course, yeah.
So now, how many students do you have in École Franco Nord?
Approximately L'École Franco Nord, it's about 100,
okay.
You know, and I think about 40 or 50 in the Francophone program at Duchess Park,
okay.
Approximately.
Yeah, and then there are also, as you said, there are the French immersion schools as well,
yes.
Like École Activoire, I know for sure.
That's right.
And I think there's a couple of other schools that have some French immersion.
Yes.
So the French education system in Prince George seems to be alive and well.
Oh, yes, I believe so, yes. Actually, I believe our numbers, I mean, in the Francophone school district, you know, keep growing,
mm-hmm.
you know. And Lac des Bois is a very large school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it's well alive, and that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, do you get... Are many of the students at École Franco Nord from outside the actual Francophone community? Like, do you have any students where the parents are actually English-speaking, but they want their child to get a full French?
Yes. Technically, you know, to be at École Franco Nord, you need to prove some kind of Francophone heritage. Mm-hmm. But I believe we accept children whose parents, you know, are Francophile, you know, or they make an effort, they will make an effort to learn the language and support their children.
Yeah, so they can't just say, we're going to send our child to École Franco Nord, but as soon as they come home, they've got to start speaking English again. The parents have to agree,
yes.
We are going to work with the child.
Yes, to
French.
Make an effort, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the French Canadian culture, at least from your dealings with the education system, is doing quite well in Prince George.
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's there's. I don't know how many. I mean, Le Cercle des Canadiens Français. Once I moved here, the director at the time told me that there were about 5,000 Francophone French-speaking mm-hmm. people here, which in the area of Prince George. So that's quite a lot.
Yeah.
I believe so, if I have a good memory, if my memory serves me well.
René Trépanier was born in Quebec, but after moving to Prince George, became very involved with the Cercle des Canadiens Français de Prince George, the local Francophone association.
What is your background? Like, were you born in Prince George, or did
No. Okay. I wasn't born in Prince George. I was born in Quebec in a small village in the Gaspé Peninsula, mm-hmm. and I have moved from there to the north shore of the St. Lawrence River, and then moved all the way to Vancouver to discover West. And I have met my husband in Prince George, and I've been in BC ever since. So I think it's some 38 years.
Wow. So you're almost a Prince Georgian.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Now, when you moved here then, what was the French Canadian heritage thing like then? Like, was there much going on in terms of keeping French Canadian heritage alive when you got here? Or?
There was actually great French Canadian community all across BC,
mm-hmm.
which nobody knows about it unless you moved in British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And I first discovered the community through my work in Vancouver. And although they were all dispersed, but some people know about Maillardville or Coquitlam. Mm-hmm. And that's how I discovered how people have lived in BC for so long. And some of them had funded some town, and they were around church and around pulp mill.
Yeah.
Yes. And moving in Prince George, quickly I looked for it, and I discovered the French Canadian Association, Le Cercle des Canadiens Français.
Yeah.
And also I got involved with the school system, because we wanted our kids to be raised to know both official languages of Canada.
And so again, then, was the school system, like one of our other guests, Sophie Uzel, had said that there's a very solid now French school system in Prince George in the region. Has that always been there, or has that something that's had to sort of grow?
Of course, it wasn't always there, but some of our founder in the French Canadian Association, Le Cercle, had decided that it was time to have a Francophone school district. Mm-hmm. And along with a lot of other people across BC, they made the request to the education minister. And I believe it was in the 80s it started. And it has grown so much ever since. Mm-hmm. Now, it's important to mention as well that they are immersion schools. And it's offered by the school district 57. And the immersion has overgrown over the years as well in BC.
Yeah. Now, you were talking about Le Cercle Canadien Français, obviously a group that you've been involved with for some time.
Yes, I've been involved with them ever since I moved in Prince George. First, they asked me to just come and look what I thought, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden I became involved on their board of directors, mm-hmm. Their Francophone cultural committee. And in 85, later than that, mm-hmm. I decided that I wanted to work in French more with my language, and I applied to become the executive director. So I worked in that capacity for 10 and a half years.
Wow.
And but even if I left, I didn't really leave, because to me, it's my baby, because yeah. I wanted to make sure that people in our whole community know that we can work together to make Prince George a better place and to raise the quality of life here in our community.
So, are you finding that when French-speaking people move to Prince George, do you have a way of getting in touch with them, or do you have to sort of hope that they find out about Le Cercle?
It's both. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's by accident that they find out, shopping at Costco, Shoppers, Drug Mart, anywhere, Ave Maria.
No.
And
they speak French to somebody there, and all
yes.
of a sudden somebody else says, oh, are you French?
Exactly. Yeah. And then more over the last 10 years, I would say, a bigger French community has evolved, and it's new residents from other countries, mm-hmm. whether it's France, Belgium, Africa. And it has grown because of all of those people moving into Canada.
So now, is Le Cercle possibly starting to take a little bit more of a higher profile in the community as well?
It has for quite a few mm-hmm. years now. We were involved with the Canada Winter Games mm-hmm. in 2015
yes.
to promote and assist with offering both official languages, and French being one of them. And also Canada 150 during July 1st mm-hmm. recently. We had a project called Building a Birch Bark Canoe.
Yes.
And that was presented on July 1st in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our folk dancer opening up. And as well as for Cold Snap that same night, we had a band called The French Connection.
Yes. Yeah, that was actually Heat Wave.
That's right.
Sort of the summer equivalent of the cold snap. And now, I think Le Cercle is involved with Le Carnaval as well, isn't it, that we have in Prince George every winter?
Yes.
Le Cercle has some involvement with it.
We do. We have the what it's called the Francophone Winter Festival.
Yeah.
And we are at our 33rd edition coming up.
Wow.
And also what that festival has allowed us to reach out to the community. And, for example, we have a great partnership with Cold Snap, and that has happened over the last few years. We are so privileged and honored to be part of their festival.
Yeah.
And when they finish, we start ours. So there's always something happening in Prince George. And it's thankfully because of partnerships such as we have with Cold Snap and other people, for sure.
Do you find that there are some other groups in Prince George now who are staging events, and they sometimes will come to you and just ask if there is a way for you guys to get involved?
Yes, absolutely. Whenever the city of Prince George are going to have national event, mm-hmm. They phoned us, they asked us at Le Cercle des Canadiens Français how we can assist. And we've done that during the Torch Relay in 2010, mm-hmm. and so many other different events. And for sure, we are there to assist for that. We are there to show that French is part of Canada, and also part of like welcoming to new residents, welcoming to people who otherwise may have a hard time adjusting to a new environment.
So is Le Cercle actively, I guess I would say, looking for new events to hold as well? Or are you fairly happy with where you are now in terms of keeping busy?
We are offering at Le Cercle other events such as the Cornrows Fest in September. It's coming up pretty soon on September 16. And also St. John Baptist Day. And we have a preschool program to help out with kids learning at a very young age. And again, we see a lot of new residents' family joining us. We have a summer camp program. So, and the summer camp, it's called Discover Your Word. So we don't just stay in our building and around. We just reach out and show the kids that it's feasible to use their second language or both languages they're learning at school.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, presented by La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Canadian Heritage, and the station. To learn more about the RVF series and the National RVF Celebration, and to send us your comments, visit ncra.ca/RVF.